This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Week one loss to the Eagles. Right now it is time for our double play.
Put aside the Redskins for a moment and let's talk about something really, really cool. Every once in a while in this gig, which, you know, I have to pinch myself and remember, I get to do something pretty awesome. And Saturday was one of those moments where you and I, Grant, had the opportunity to host the Scherzer Showdown, which took place at one of our favorite spots, Hill Country, down by the Verizon Center. Bunch of Nationals were there. Anthony Rendon, Gio Gonzalez, Max Scherzer, Ryan Zimmerman, Eric Fetty, Matt Wieters was there. A number of guys were drafting teams. Former Redskins like Clinton Portis, Santana Moss, Ken Harvey was there, who looks incredible, by the way. His arms are gigantic.
He's a massive
He could
first.
Still play. He looks like he could still play. He looked amazing. Rock Cartwright, number of guys. And we did a panel on stage kind of in the middle of the draft and talking about U Sports and stuff. And I'm up there with you, and we're just sort of hosting and shooting the bull with these guys. And I go, this is Clinton Portis sitting right here, one of the guys that was, you know, a Redskins certainly Ring of Honor type candidate, who had as many yards from scrimmage as a running back in the first 2 years of his career as anybody ever. There's Santana Moss, first-round draft pick star, right? Sit next to Cy Young Award-winning Max Scherzer, maybe the best pitcher on the planet, and a guy that leads the National League in war, Anthony Rendon. This wasn't just like, hey, a couple schmoes from the local team decided to come out. These are like stars sitting up here, all participating in a great event for a great cause to benefit the Nats Youth Academy. That was just really, really cool. I have no other way to describe it other than that.
Yeah, I had a blast. I always do. It's one of my favorite events on the calendar. We're hanging out with guys that we watch on TV every night, and we're sports fans like you guys are. That's why we do this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's neat for us to sit there and talk fantasy football with Matt Wieters, meet his wife and kids, hang out with Anthony Rendon, who was walking around working the room. Gio Gonzalez did not participate in the draft, was just kind of making fun of people's picks.
Floating around talking ass.
Having a good time. Max Scherzer and his wife, Erica, expecting their first child in a couple of months now, put on the event. They have for the last few years here in D.C. It was an idea I think he originally came up with in Detroit, and he's brought to Washington, and it has been immensely successful. And Erica loves the Nats Youth Academy and is rampantly involved over there. It was one of the more involved player wives in D.C. and really trying to create a culture of a lot of the wives and girlfriends here in D.C. with the Nats doing good in the quality work in the community. But they ran a beautiful event. One of the funny moments that took place was when we were having this panel you talked about, Clinton Portis, Santana Moss, Anthony Rendon, Max Scherzer, and then me and you as a couple of goofballs kind of steering and moderating this thing. There were great stories being told. Santana Moss talking about the first person who really impacted his life and taught him about athletics and why they're important to live in daily life. Mm-hmm. Clinton Portis, a hysterical story about getting hit by a pitch that was called a strike, the first pitch he ever saw in Little League Baseball. So he dropped his bat and quit, and he never played baseball again.
Never played again.
Which Max thought was hysterical because he said, you realize, like, James Harrison is way scarier when he's bearing down on you and blowing you up.
And each guy was like, no, I'd rather face James Harrison.
Right.
And the baseball guys are like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. But Max told us he was a high school quarterback and that for, I believe, maybe just his freshman year, but freshman and sophomore year in high school.
Yeah.
He played quarterback and said he was okay. A lot of people in the building, including many of his Nationals teammates, did not believe that. Matt Wieters told him, you were a backup. You never got on the field. So Max got his dad to send a video, which we played on the big screen, of Scherzer dropping back 7 steps and chucking a ball about 45 yards downfield, jump ball.
Into double coverage.
It was not a well-advised. It was more ill-advised
throw. You would say.
However, his receiver went up and made a play, high-pointed the football, and made a nice catch. And so the film didn't lie. So Weider said, well, we can't see a scoreboard. They're probably up by 30, and so they put him in just to get one throw off.
Still garbage time.
It was just a really good event. We loved it, and we appreciate all the guys with the Nationals, the Redskins, former and current. It was great to see Rock Cartwright.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, is in awesome shape as well. He was coaching with the Cleveland Browns a year ago. Now he's chilling in Ashburn.
He's in great shape. His first-round pick, by the way, because the way it works, if you don't know, is you put a celebrity in each league. So when you pay the money that goes to the Nats Academy, to be in the league, there is a Nationals player or Redskins player in every one of the leagues. So Rock Cartwright was in a league. And Rock Cartwright, I think he had the sixth or maybe seventh pick. His first round pick, Michael Crabtree.
Which, by the way, caught eight balls and had a big day yesterday. Didn't score a touchdown. You could do a lot worse than that. But in the first round, even though that was one of the top receivers in fantasy, so yesterday it wasn't that bad. A little bit of a stretch.
This is not the correct pick. And I said, you guys better be best friends in real life. And he said, yes, we are. We're really good friends.
It's on Kedrick Golston, who's been working out
there,
hard.
Yeah.
He's in good shape, waiting for a phone call from a team, hoping after week one, maybe someone gives him a chance to sign without the money having to vest as a veteran. You know who was there, who I never really had a rapport with? He was a super weird guy when he played, I thought. And he wasn't, I don't want to say he was bad to the media, but he wasn't comfortable with the media.
I'm going
to
guess.
It was
Rocky McIntosh.
Yeah, Rocky McIntosh.
Uh-huh.
And he was very pleasant, very cool to hang out with him a little bit. But just the number of, you could tell that Max is a big deal. Because the number of people that came out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Take part in this event with his name on it to help out a really good cause. And we were pumped to be there. And then, of course, the Nats put the finishing touches yesterday on the National League East and sprayed each other with champagne in the clubhouse. They won 3-2 over the Phillies. Steven Strasburg extending his team record streak of innings without giving up a run. His scoreless stretch is now 34. 8 shutout, 2 hits, 10 Ks for Stras yesterday.
He was electric.
What a masterpiece of a start. On the heels of a few gems already, Madsen comes on and has an uncharacteristically really rough inning.
First runs given up as a Nat.
Yeah, 3 hits, 2 earnings for him, but he got a save in the ninth. Came on with a 3-0 lead and gave up the first and second runs for the Phillies. But Strasburg has not allowed a run in 34 innings. Trey Turner homered in the game, and Victor Robles knocked in the first run of his major league career. He got the start, went 1-for-2 with an RBI.
So that game was cool on a number of fronts. Number one, it was like the kids' game. Now, Trey Turner's in the lineup to try to get himself, you know, playing back into comfort. By the way, it looks like he's starting to. So he needs the reps. He needs the time. So he was in there. And then everybody else was basically, it was like Syracuse Sky Chiefs or, you know, Harrisburg Senators in that game. Nothing but the kids. Sanchez gets a big hit, the guy that's toiled in the minors for years. Victor Robles, you touched on, the first RBI. You know, I'm blanking on the other youngster that had a big impact. But it was all the – Defoe, hitting third, by the way, is somebody that has come such a long way in such a short amount of time. Really, really cool to see because it was one of those – a little nod to the kids of the future that, you know, maybe we'll be all right one day even as some of these older guys transition off, like, you know, whether it's Jason Worth or if Bryce Harper leaves in a couple years. You saw maybe – a sneak peek of what might be the outfield in 2 or 3 seasons, you know? Just very interesting and a cool thing that everybody kind of waited around for Atlanta to have a wild comeback to beat Miami, and then everybody, you know, kind of celebrated. The couple scenes that I saw of guys in the back in the clubhouse, just sort of watching, doing the tomahawk chop, cheering for the Braves to come back and beat the Marlins so they could clinch and have their champagne. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a really good weekend for the Nationals. By the way, reminder number 8,000 that people stink so bad. This guy on Twitter just tweeted an out-of-context quote from Kirk Cousins on our show. He said, I think the protection can be better. Kirk Cousins on 106.7 The Fan. I asked him specifically about the protection and needing to improve, and he answered the question while also saying, I can help them and a bunch of other things.
Sure, it goes both ways, I think is something he said.
So this guy says, I think the protection can be better, quotes, Redskins Kirk Cousins on 106.7, then tags Trent Williams, Brandon Sheriff, Spencer Long in it, and says, you have a weak leader.
That's from the People Stink Department.
I mean, this guy's the pits.
There are.
I've muted him 13 times. I don't know how I keep seeing his content, but he just stinks.
This, by the way, is one of my least favorite Twitter phenomenon. So it's because everyone's on the same platform and everyone's kind of feeding out of the same trough. It's the guy that like tells on you to the athlete.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Where it's
yes.
Like
Grant Paulson. Hey, act this guy. Grant Paulson just said you had an awful game. Get a job. You know, like, what are you doing?
Go,
cut your grass.
You're the real hero. You know what I mean? Like, what are you, you're like, tattletaling? I mean, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
There's some sort of, like, now what's going to happen? He's going to be like, thanks for letting me know, bro. I'll investigate. Yeah. Or he just goes on living his life.
Right.
Maybe don't bother the athlete. Don't blow up his mentions because the blowhards are blowing hard. Stupid. You dumb jackass. Congratulations. The moral authority has weighed in.
I get so good, King, about that.
Whoever that guy is or gal stinks.
Oh, boy.
Tell him I said so. Unmute him and tell him I said so.
Skins and Nats, 12-18. What's fixable? What's going to linger? Grant and Danny on the Fan. I still want to get into a full NFL recap, like Chris Berman style, the fastest 12 minutes in radio where we break down every single game. We'll do that in the 12 o'clock hour on the Fan.
Folks, go see my guys at Tempered Ford. Do it. Do it now. Come on, do it. Do it. I'm here. Come on. Go see him. I love him. I have gotten two cars from Tedbert Ford. I got two leases. It's a lease-I, I think, is the prolo of lease. I'm not even sure if that's the right term or not. I know this. I love those guys. 2016 Ford Edge, ours. Love that ride. The midsize SUV, perfect size for the growing family. Couldn't be more comfortable. It's luxurious. I tell you, the wife's pushing that one. I got the Ford Fusion. I love that car. I've only filled up the gas tank one time. Think about that. Think about it. No. Seriously, think about it. Think about one gas tank fill up, and I've gotten it. Or I got it in May, rather. I got it in Allen, May, and it's now September. I filled the gas tank once. It's parked downstairs charging up right now. I love it. Get yourself one. Or you can do this. Take advantage. Labor Day sale all month long. 0% financing for 72 months. That's 0% financing for 72 months on the F-150. You know, the F-150, the number one truck in these United States, or the Ford Explorer, Ford Escape, et cetera. I know the boss. You know the boss? He just got himself a Ford Escape. Went to Tedbert Ford, got the Escape. Got a great deal on it, too. You guys need to go see my pals at Tedbert Ford in Fairfax and Chantilly. And when you do, please tell Danny sent you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.